death
creates a sickly scent.
This sickly scent hovers around me.
It is time to retreat into the forest.
I have lived long enough to know what I need to know.
When your life is two-thirds over and you don't know what the last third has in store,
you haven't learned anything,
and you will probably never learn. You're done learning. I know humanity
enough to be able to say,
I know enough to hate humanity.
Yet I can't hate.
Too much
energy lost.
Too much
energy wasted. Not enough hatred in my gut. No hatred at all. I could cry like Heraclitus,
but I want to save my tears
for something more worthy.
The folly of men doesn't call for crying.
The death of someone we love is the only reason for tears. Instead, I will laugh
like Democritus at the folly of men.
Laugh
like him.
Live in a cabin at the back of a garden.
Like him.
Turn my back on men.
Without bitterness. Without anger. Without hatred, of course. No acrimony. No black bile. I simply want to put an end to my dealings with folly.
With foolishness.
I simply want to put an end to my dealings with folly.
With stupidity.
I simply want to put an end to my dealings with folly.
With the darkness of men.
I simply want to put an end to my dealings.
With their spitefulness.
I'd like to spend the remainder of my days in my own company.
The company of men is a distraction from the only real company.
Oneself.